This is the third shiur in Derech Hashem for the Men of Winter of Shayin Tes. It's Yom Aleph, Sunday of Parshas Lech Lecha, 5 Mar Cheshvin, October 14. And we're going to be starting paragraph 2 of Perek, section 2. 2, 8, 2. Okay, so we're learning Derech Hashem, and we're in the second section, the end of the second section, the last parak, parak Shmini, and paragraph 2, the official paragraph 2, paragraph number 2. So again, he's really summing up various aspects of Hashgacha Pratis. In paragraph 1, he talked about Hashem's fairness and Mishpat. Hashem can override even the din of his rachamim. The fact that it's always stemming from love has two ramifications, chufent, and the other one being that he could completely forego din, we call it, and kick the rachamim. It's also necessary to know and understand also Hashem's influence. What Hashem emanates to us, techolik l'shnei minim. There's two parts to it. We've only talked about really a person's physical reality, health, how long they'll live, you know, the physical world. But really, there's a lot of talk about the spiritual world. What kind of neshama you have, what nisyonos you'll have, I guess we can call it from a spiritual perspective. Obviously there's the physical perspective too, because when things happen to people, their physical life are affected, whether it's their health or their relationships or their how they get through life, but it's also a question of what their spiritual task is and what their neshama can and should strive for. That's unseen and unknown and unfelt many times, but that's what the Ramchal is speaking out. Like the Baruch Hu is also giving over to us our spiritual lives, which is really more of our lives, because that's the eternal life that we're going to have. And that's really what I say. When you look at the mirror, you don't see the neshama, you don't see the nefesh. L'mashal aguf for v'yarnu and yarnu talked about all the different things that we learned about in this section. You remember them or not. Different chesbonos, you can call it, that Hashem has, why things happen to people. Ha'inu l'mashal ha'atzlacha sa'adam shalvasa b'olam hazeh. We talked about that, so we all know what makes a person feel successful in Olam Hazeh. Whether it might not, you know, Shalvaso means his serenity. A lot of times, Hatzlacha could mean you win the lottery, but you're not going to get much Shalva out of it. You're not going to get much serenity out of it. And we know that Yesh Lo Moneh wrote the Messiah. The drive for material success is never ending. In a person's never ending. Meaning, a person should be someach for health, though, but the truth, truly never ending, is a quest for spiritual perfection. But unfortunately, we tend to be mistapek, pamuat, when it comes to our spiritual lives. Rizalbalas points this out, Sharchet ben Nefesh, that we get talked into being mistapek, pamuat. Yeah, okay, it's enough, it's fine. If we look at someone else, I'm firmer than that person is, that's good enough, and we don't automatically feel a drive to excel. If you do, it's wonderful. But people in general have a drive to succeed and excel and to be matzliach in their physical, in the physical aspect of their existence. And all too often, that's a cheshbon of the 30 things that the Chazal says to think about. why we tend to be mistapek b'muat. The person davens, you know, so he, let's say, he gets up to the point where he has kavana, most of Shemona Esrei, you know, he's happy, you know. He can go more and more and more than he can. And like kavana, we think of kavana as pirish hamilos, because you can sit and learn about the depth of the meaning in tefillah. I mean, it's limitless. The spiritual world is limitless. Akoponim, so he's saying that he already explained what would be considered hatzlava and shalva and serenity for the physical bodhim hazer. Now we have to explain, and he's not going to say what we would consider chidushim, but he's going to speak out very clearly what spiritual success is. Umasha bahaskola v'yadiyo, when a person understands knowledge of Torah, knowledge of Hashem, uvekirvas ha'odem elavis barashimo, feeling close to Hashem, this is a positive, but he kirvas ha'lakim li'tov, and we say, you know, v'kiras tonu malkenu, v'kiratonu malkenu l'kudosecho, v'kiratonu v'kiratonu, and we don't know exactly what it means, but the person feels close to Hashem. When a person is more spiritual, less physical, thinks about Hashem, tries to do the Sheish Mitzvah Smedius, Hashivisi Hashem L'Negi Samed, believe that everything in his life is orchestrated by Hashem, nothing is orchestrated unless it's Hashem, and a person can always have Hashem in mind and feel close to Hashem in that way. But you're not always successful, because if a person is Bugusham, if a person is mired in fulfilling his physical desires, not needs, needs to be really a spiritual avodah, the need to be physically here in order to do the Ratzon Hashem, but desires, so then you're Menutak, you're Meruchak. We have all our periods of kurva, right? In kippah, me'ilah, we feel very close to Hashem. We can almost like reach out and touch Him. We feel Hashem's presence. Sometimes we can get it. You know, we have various situations in life where we feel Hashem's presence. We feel close to Hashem. So that is a spiritual gift. The Yikaro, my Lasu Hanashis, the person's ability to feel Hashem's Yakar Kavod and his own spiritual heights. And now he describes it very clearly. Ki ne'amatu v'tol shel olam hazeh be'emes, the way things ought to be, the way they should be, spiritually. People's pursuit should be in knowledge of Torah, knowledge of Hashem. And what's the meaning of their lives? To be Oved Hashem, to be an Emet Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu Emet Hashem, to fulfill Hashem's will, to seek out Hashem's glory, and we're talking about an ideal state now, which sort of doesn't exist. But this is he's describing the ideal spiritual world. Right? And like this, everything is murky, nothing is clear, everybody is fakus. The sheker certainly seems to be go there in the world, even stark. MS of Sheker, kosher cane, certainly when it comes to nuances, it's murky and unclear. The Yiyah Resha and wickedness will be Nirgah, wickedness will be on the run, Nichna, and submissive to good. Tarmis, Tarmis means fooling people. Tarmis Mushlach will be thrown away, you know, the cleverness of hiding what you're really thinking, what you really feel, or being something other than you really are, will be mushloch. This is what we bow before in Olenu and Al Kedekavim. And worship will only be of Hashem, not of, well, we don't do all the bazaar, but not of money and not of social acceptance. and will find meaning and fulfillment in the service of Hashem. V'chol amidos atovos, the son of the Sidbarna, the Turchakna, and be cast away and made Rachel, Hamidos Haros, Tibasa. Now there really is no such thing objectively as a Mida Ra or Mida Tova, not totally objectively. We could say in general, for example, generosity is a Mida Tova and stinginess is a Mida Ra. We could say that humility is a Mida Tova and arrogance is a Mida Ra. But the truth is that that's all in general, even if it's, it could be 90% of the time. But the Chavos and the Archa Sadiqim very famously take each midah and show how it could be used for the good and how a midah tova could be used for the bad. But we certainly can and do talk about midahs tovos and midahs ra'os. Cheneged zeh tirva hashalva v'hashket, be calm and serene. And, now the world is chaotic, it seems chaotic, and it's very difficult. Always troubles, and people have to deal with things. And he's describing an ideal state, the really of Mashiach. Although Yimotsu Yisurim, Machovim, and Nezokim, the Yiyah Adon Baruch Hu, Mashrek Vodo, the Gilui Ba'ilomo, Hashem's presence, the Shekhinah will be a palpable presence, like it was when it was a Beis HaMikdash, I guess. Sameach al masot, Hashem will take pleasure, whatever that would mean, but Hashem will be satisfied. I guess that's the best definition. Moach motzachem b'ni Hashem. Sumasot smech v'alezem l'fon. Now the hepech l'chalzeh, which we might recognize as our reality a little more, that seems like the Talianic state, but here now we go faith, but they all the p'shtuf machartaiva. But you see the contrast. We can't even imagine, what it's like, maybe, because of the ideal state. Because we're used to what he's going to describe now. People are busy p'shtuf machartaiva, fulfilling their desires. Umas in the chokhmah, that's not their uppermost quest. It's not for chokhmah, or chokhim imeno. That's not the center part of their lives. You say, what's the central focus of your life? So, your average religious Jew, if he doesn't think what you want to hear, but you say, goes to work, makes a living, supports his family, which is a very good thing to do. And if he means it with Shema, because that's the Ratzon Hashem, then it's a very good answer. But that's the question. Well, Emes Arzo, and Emes is thrown down to the ground, we know that. Or Rosha Gober Masliach, and things of a very disturbing world. Tarmis Hatos Rabba, people are fooling other people. Everything is, nothing is what it seems. Avodos Nochrios Ba'olam, there's a lot of worship of false gods in the world. It doesn't have to be down to idols. It could be ideology, it could be monetary success, it could be kavod. Amidos Atovos, Nedoros, are not to be found that much. Amidos Rose and Tzolos Ma'ol, Duchnegetzer Ha'eshit Chaser, and Magdil for that, and this is why you see people are not calm. I noticed this when I was relatively young. I'm not saying I'm better than other people, but I didn't notice it when I was in my late teens or early 20s that I was in yeshiva, people were learning the whole day. People didn't seem happy. Everybody was unsettled, not happy. You go over to someone and say, "Are you happy?" No. Why not? I don't know. It's like a disquieting feeling of unfulfillment. Of what am I really doing? What's the point of all this really? Because that's why Rabbi DeMille's Atzal had such a tremendous influence, because He brought back Hashem into the picture. Sounds funny. It sounds what? But many, many people say many. Most of the people that get into Rav Igdol Shiurim in writings now, because they're trying to print everything that he said, transcribe the tapes, get every week on the parsha. It was like they're getting there. Really starting to put out stuff. So many people have said to me, and I'm including myself in it, that he brings Hashem back into the picture. We just do go their own lives, keeping Shabbos, keeping the halachas of Shabbos, but never once thinking about Hashem and how Hashem creates the world. But he was shut out of the picture, and that's like it's disquieting, because then you, I think, what's really the point of what I'm doing? Avoiding Gehenna, like that's what it's all about, that's what I'm doing. So that's in Shalva, people are not. And then life is tough, and we live in a world where there's constant strife and constant. I spend time on the Besdin, everybody's always fighting. And people are fighting, and people. It's depressing. It is depressing. When you're a rabbi, it's even more depressing because people tell you their troubles, and you see how people treat one another, whether it's inside the family or outside the family. The depression, this is the state of choshech, this is the state of no beis hamikdash, this is the state of being menutak from Hashem. And no individual has to be mired in this. An individual could break free, good. We're not going to have a beis hamikdash, but a person could. All these, this depression, this very depressing state that he's describing, doesn't, it's not like Teres HaKosov that it has to exist. A person could try to break free. Whether it's like, I would start with the Sheish Mitzvot Tmidius, I would start with Shara Bitachon, I would start with understanding the words of davening, learning as much Torah as one can, and there's plenty of things a woman can learn. It doesn't have to be Talmud Bavli. It could be Hor Mishnayos. There's a lot. Women, you can learn. You can go to Kaila when you're a mom. All day, you wouldn't have enough time to learn everything there is to learn. But and you could be Shemayach B'Chal Kol. If I had to write up a program for someone who doesn't want to fall, but you're with other people this, and you want to get your kid into a school. And the teacher's like this, and the principal's like this, and the person that's just next to you in shul is like that, and someone didn't invite you to an affair, and all sorts of things happening in the world, and it's very competitive, and people act as if it's competitive, people act and live as if someone else has, it's going to take away from me. So all these things are all part of the state of choshech, he's going to say. They're all part of the, just like we know how to describe, let's say, someone who's physically ill and not healthy. So he's describing spiritual illness, spiritual darkness. And it's a very depressing picture he's painting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Adam Baruch Hu Master Kvodo Me'olamo. You don't see Hashem. We see things that certainly look like cause and effect without Hashem in the picture. That's what it looks like. Newspapers are of no help. Kazakhstan newspapers are terrible. Because of that reason, even so-called from newspapers, but the headline doesn't read Hashem made the stock market drop. Right? The stock market dropped, and there's an analysis why it dropped. And there's an analysis why this one's going to win an election, and there's an analysis why all the things that go on, and there's no mention of Hashem's name in the newspaper. So, it certainly has an effect on everyone. There's no question it has an effect on everyone. And we're in a state of Hester. I mean, we're coming off a Holocaust where there was terrible Hester. And we're living now in a dream, but it's still Hester, a lot of Hester. We with Eretz Israel, but with a lot of Hesper Panim here also. And so that's what he's saying. Ho'lech kilu nezer l'midbar. And it really looks like, you know, you want to talk to your child or your friends about how Hashem's running the world, you have to convince them. They're not automatic ma'aminim, if they're not strong in their amunah, so very difficult to deal with. So mushlas l'teva, things happen. And that's the way it goes, things happen. Ramchal is telling us Hashem does not take pleasure in this fate. We can't, it's hard to even imagine. We can't imagine the state of, let's say, Chal Yisrael when they went to the Oil of Regal, they went to the Beis HaMikdash with Karbonos on a Yom Tov, and like, it was ecstasy, spiritual ecstasy. We get a feeling of it sometimes. Maybe it'll be by Yom Kippur, maybe it'll be by a Kumsitz, which is, you know, it's going to be gone in 18 minutes. Okay, maybe for those few minutes you'll feel something, and maybe it's a wonderful class of Baruch Hashem, but it's like snatches. Maybe it's Shabbos, if the lift benching, it's quiet, the house, you know, maybe have time to sit and think and contemplate Hashem and how he made the Bria. Like, there are times when you can snatch away, or if, you know, you can do the both of those more often. Uzman Kozer, I was just talking to someone. Everyone should do his bodhidus. You don't have to go to the Jerusalem forest, maybe, but his bodhidus is a wonderful thing. You go off and there's no one else around and you talk to Hashem the way you would talk to your father. And Chazal doesn't say you talk to Hashem like you talk to your father. He doesn't say that. But he does talk about his bodhidus that everyone should. He doesn't say how often. Everyone should find time to just get away from everything and commune with Hashem, right? But it was Man Kozer, Haroim Govrim, Atorim Nishpalim. Right? And even if we don't feel that way all the time, but it's very confusing because there's so much Ra mixed with Tov and different. Sects, S-E-C-T-S, that have different approaches to Avodas Hashem. You don't know what's right and what's wrong. Is there a right? Is there a wrong? And what works and what doesn't work? And then all too often everybody is bashing everyone else. Hashem's influence. This is all Hashem. Everything is Bashert. The world undergoes Tekufos. He's going to say in a few paragraphs, he's going to actually describe very specifically the epics, I think is maybe the right word, epics of history. And he goes through the world history and he says, here the world was like an infant, and then here the world was like a child, and here it was like a young adult, and then so one day it will be like a fully mature adult. And he's going to do that. So that's his point here, is describing the ideal state in Ruach Nius, the very dark state of anti-Ruach Nius, and how... So a lot is telling you a Bechira, and but a lot of physical is telling you a Bechira too. Right? So here is maybe more direct. You could uplift yourself and live on a higher spiritual plane, but it's also you need Hashpas Hashem to enable you to get close to Him. I mean, let's say the Gemara says, right, Yom Shenecher Beis HaMikdash, there's a Mechitza Shom Harzo between Hashem and us. That means as much as we daven is like a block. So we don't think a lot about that. What does it mean in black? Does it mean that none of our tzitzis will be miskavel? Does it mean it's very difficult to have proper kavona? But there's something there. The world is in a spiritual low. And I think it's very clear to me that all the industrial revolution and technology is very good physically, but very terrible spiritually. Because we're more menutak from Hashem. When you're not working the land, the farmer is the closest to Hashem. He works, he toils, he knows he needs rain, he knows he needs that the Arbe shouldn't come, he knows he needs the weather. This is what it says, Amuna is Zeroy, Amuna is a farmer. And as the world shifted to industrial revolution, where wealth was created like menutak from nature, so people became menutak from Hashem. And even now, I mean, whether it's medicine or the drugs that you buy, when herbs, whether you're four, you felt that Hashem was sending you a refuah. And you get a prescription filled by Mujeres in a drugstore, and you buy your tomatoes in the store, and you water. Even as recently as, let's say, two generations ago. So at least in Eretz Yisrael, they still needed, it was a more palpable feel that we were saying Talmud Motor Mivracha. So we still have it, but we're menutak from it, really, because whenever I want water, I go into the kitchen, I turn on the sink, and there's water there. And, and they used to, like, you need Hashem for water, the most basic building stuff of food, the most basic building stuff of life, is water. So it's a good thing, of course, everybody wants to have a cell phone, and everybody wants to have internet, and everybody wants to have a car, and everybody wants to be able to go to the supermarket and buy every imaginable kind of food that the human mind can ever conceive of. And then there's four companies that make it, so you have to choose which company. You have the junk aisle, and the mass aisle, and mass production. So it's a tremendous blessing in Gashmius, but it really is not take us from Hashem. That's what I feel. It's really that you have to work much harder to feel that Hashem is giving me food. When you're a farmer, you see it, you feel it, it's in your bones. And when you shop and you earn money because you're a hedge fund manager or whatever it's called, and then you have money, you go to the store, and you buy food, you really walk to talk to Hashem. So my point is, from the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that really we've been in a downhill slide in terms of Hester upon him. So there's glimpses, let's say the Hakamas on the Medina. I'm not going into the Medina per se, but that half the Jews in the world live in Eretz Yisrael. And this Torah is flourishing. So that, if you think about that, you can get inspiration. Just like if you think about biology, and you think about the billions of cells in your body and how everything works, you can also get inspiration. Everything's there. You can have the chira to have inspiration. But again, the general matzav of the world is very much Hester upon it. Even, let's say, the Holocaust, which comes to the Lupa Hester upon it. Then you have, let's say, Eretz Yisrael, which is like a total miracle, but it was done by people who were antagonistic towards Hashem, and taking it. So that certainly had an effect, and many, many people became not from, because of Zionism. Can't question that. That's a historical fact. How many thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people became menutak from any form of ruchnius because of the Zionists. On the other hand, but they what the, it doesn't get more hesterquan than that. That people who are antagonistic, atheists, who want to be ochre, Hashem, they become the vehicle through which we're all back in Eretz Yisrael. So now, last decade or two, mamish, so we're zocher maybe to see the emptiness of their ideology, and really the only ones that are proud Jews, it seems like, are the ones who believe in Hashem. So that's inspiring, but you have to think about it and realize it. But certainly, the Hester is, meanwhile, greater than the Gilui. You can always, every person is mechuyev to, is supposed to try to, Hester is just Hester. Hashem is there. It's Choshech, the aura is there. It's just, it's a Shechla of Choshech. But it's never that it's not there. That's what we learned with the first Chelim in Derech Hashem. So you can always rise above all of this. It's hard maybe, but you have to make a program to do it. Make a program. Like I say, Shach Mitzvah, Shach Mitzvah Smedius, the 30 Cheshbonus, and Shach Cheshbon HaNefesh. You have to look at Davin with Kavona and think of Hashem always, and ask questions if you don't understand things. And so you could, but in general, the world is in a. Because Allah says in Shar, Yichud HaMaisa, that atheism is worse than Avodah Zarah. Atheism is worse than Avodah Zarah. And he gives four reasons. I don't want to say them because I don't remember them exactly, and I don't want to. An Avodah Zarah could be idealistic. He knows there's a greater power in the world, and he doesn't feel arrogant. But an atheist is like, and the world, with, for instance, Marx and Darwin and Freud, is very much completely moving into atheism and into that everything is, what happens, not Hashem in the picture, everything is a result of either economic forces, or historical forces, or psychological forces, and it's certainly, so, and that's how it is, now we're living in a world where, at least in Eretz Yisrael, there's still a battle going on, Baruch Hashem, but in the Western world, it's like any religion, even Christian religion, is mocked. Only Islam is not mocked. Because you can do what you want and say, that's what Allah wants me to do. That's a great religion. Okay. Paragraph Gimel. In a furnace bar, Bechelik Alis, Paragdalit, Shepula Matsavo, Shalodabo Mazah. But a person should make a program. A person should make a program to break through all of the Choshech. And again, I start with the Sheish Mitzvah Tvidiyas and view them and think about them. You have to think about them. It's a question of memorizing a list. And that would do the 30 Cheshvinas and Shach Cheshvin HaNefesh, one a day, 30 days, and learn the Sulf Yisharim, right? You could do it. But then you're going to find yourself alienated from all your friends. Except the people in this room, so we'll all become friends. People have done that. In Europe, they did that. They formed groups of serious people. Okay, unfortunately, he says, the default is not spirituality. Ever since of the Marishon Lishote, this is what he explains in Chelek Aleph, the default of the world is non-spiritual. We know that, because even if I just take care of my needs, and I don't talk about my desires and wants. And that's all warped also, because we're living in such a months of shefa that we don't even know the difference anymore between a want and a need. But basically, whatever we want, we get, you know, basically. And it, you know, parents are one of the primary. I grew up, we were poor, but I was taught not to want too much, but whatever I wanted, I got. We were just taught not to want too much. So, well, not so much, but my kids are spoiled. I'm sure they are. And their kids are even more spoiled, not because everybody's richer, just because of the, you know, when they're deprived and things are available and things are cheap, you know what the first computer cost, what the first cell phone cost, what the first anything cost. Okay, anyway, but the world is more chumri and choshech, is sharoshi bo, that's the default situation. The aura, that's the aura upon the light. We don't know what words to use. We talk about Or Panecha, Hashem Elokeinu. Ki the Or Panecha, Nesach Alonu, Hashem Elokeinu, Toras Chaim, Ve'Avas Chesed, Uvstoka, Uvracha, Ve'Rachamim, Ve'Chaim, Ve'Shalom. Like the words roll off our lips. You know, and you have to, you get, Rabbi Gamilla, the Tzal has Svarim on davening, and each word is explained. What's Toko, what's Bracha, what's Rachamim, what's Chaim, what's Shalom. Anyway, Ba'aroner Kevus Mishnatetas Bo. Light, the Or Panim of Hashem, spirituality, we'll call it, tries to break through. Shemimeno Hadas Lahaseicha. Vinei Bereshus Aldoso Shalom. He goes through a person's life. A person gets born. Sechluso Rao Vadai Tavua. Obviously, right, they have an infant. Klihas Gadla Nara, the person grows up and matures, King Yir Bedato, so the Seichel is Mishpateach. Vanda Masibul Chalamatzikus Ha'elu, but everything is calibrated by Hashem, by nature. Yashpa also is for Hashem, Kifima Sheyushpa Allah Odom, King Yir Masibu Vatzikus Ve'inyan. Every situation you're in, every aspect of your life, when a person grows up, we say, we don't think of Hashem. When a person grows and he matures and he acquires Seichel and he starts learning Torah and he starts connecting to Hashem. But everything is a hashpah from Hashem. And if you don't want to, if it's too hard to think of it that way, so you could certainly think of it as who people you met, and teachers you had, and mentors you had. So that's how Hashem sent you. And I have amazing rebellion. It was a tremendous chesed of Hashem that Hashem sent me. I didn't, what happened? I didn't work on these things. So Hashem sent me good friends and good rebellion. Good mentors, and that's a wonderful thing. So that's how Hashem is giving it to you. We don't think of it that way. Where you went to school, and where you live, and who your parents were, and where you were born, and the influences of your life. This is all determining your spiritual level, and it's all Hashem directed. That's what he's saying here. It's not direct. We think of it maybe as Hashem pumping seichel into my head. Hashem, like a bicycle, like a pumping air into a tire. Hashem's pumping seichel into my head. He's not pumping seichel into my head, but he might have sent you to a good teacher. He might have sent you to the right friends. And that's how he's pumping seichel into your head. And that's what he's doing. And Hashem is timing that. Sometimes a person is bechira, where they're going to live, who they're going to be, whom they're going to be friends with. But a lot of it is because every person has their own station in life, and within, like Avayot, about Nekudas HaBechira, every person has to work within whatever spiritual forces they're living in, or living with. Kifimah Shegirish Malazim, Heini Mokzim, Gosh Metzias Minyan, Bechal of Ikran. Bishorash HaKol, Minyan HaOrez, one of his Barashimov, that's Teirav. Everything is about how much Or Panecho we have, the Ho'er Einenu. That's really Kibor Panecho Nasaka Lona Shemelo Keno. That sums it up. Barcheno Avinu Kolonu Kiyecha Bior Panecho. It's in Sim Shalom. That's what it is. That's what we want. Or Panecho. That's what Ramchal says. And then we have that discussion. It's a spirituality. It's MS. It's stability. It's Simcha. It's not being mired in Gashmius, but being uplifted, being a higher sort of living, more emistic, more spiritual, closer to Hashem. The Hesterim and something. And you know, if you have to chart your life, I'm sure everyone could chart periods of Hester, periods of Choshech, and periods, even maybe in a day, like in the mornings. I'm very partial to the mornings, maybe because the phone can't ring or doesn't ring. So, like, you know, from 4 to 7 in the morning, that's like Gan Eden. Then you get brought back down to earth. But yeah, I'm saying, you have to take advantage, you have to work on things. Yeah, but everything is Or Ponim with Hashem and Hestero. Everything is my closeness to Hashem. Everything is the Or Panecho of Hashem. Everything is how much Hashem is allowing me to bask in spirituality, to be spiritual. And that's the source of the Metzius of Tov and Ra, the Chomokim Shehem. Everything is going to depend on Alpi Ha'oros Ponim, O Hesterom. Whether it's to the individual, or to the door, or to the place where you're living. He uses very specific words, like from the aura it comes, ribui, things develop, things grow, not stunted. Hazakus, purity, ayakar. Well, anybody on the English, what do we say?
Value.
Okay. So it's like value. So from Or Panecha comes ribui, comes growth, purity, and value. Umeyashbosa Hester, Yivole, Achisaron, lacking, or obvious, I don't know.
Opaqueness.
Okay, yeah. Hashiflus. You know, down, not being up. Okay, we'll stop here. I don't know if this, again, if you don't know this, but I am pretty much decided to skip the third section and go to the fourth section.
Oh,
the third section, as up in the sky as this is now, the third section is all about Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah and Malachim and Malachi Chabbalah and the Satan. You don't want to learn about it. I think you can learn it, but you're going to keep so insulted now. A man should learn it and not a woman. Why? Well, I can explain, right? That's what I think. If you want to learn it, we'll learn it. A man learns it because it's part of Torah, and a man has an obligation to learn Torah, and if Ramchal wrote it, I want to learn it because it's Torah. Ramchal wrote it. I think with women and a woman's here, it should be more practically oriented. It's not like theoretical knowledge. You don't want to learn about Malachim and how Hashem communicates through dreams. And
that's very practical. We all have dreams. How about selectively?
What?
Okay.
So I will go to skip section 3, which is very, very esoteric. And section 4 is fascinating. He tells you the deeper spiritual meanings of every bracha we make, every davening we have, every yomtiv we have, like what Birchos Kriyashma is really all about, and what Pesukei Dezimra is really all about, and like what life is really all about. You know, let's learn Parash 4 first. Then, if you don't want to go back to Shabbat Bitachon, we'll go to Shabbat. I want to learn Shabbat Bitachon again. Okay. But I don't know how fast we'll finish Parak Ches here. Okay.